This is VOA News via remote. I'm Coral Bowman. Facebook has taken down content that spread lies in Israel against coronavirus vaccinations as the government seeks to drum up support for the program, the Justice Ministry said on Sunday. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu this weekend became the first person to be vaccinated in Israel. Opinion polls show some two-thirds of the public want to follow suit. Sydney was isolated from the rest of Australia on Sunday after all of the country's states and territories imposed travel restrictions on its residents as a coronavirus cluster in the city grew to around 70 people. The Australian Capital Territory sent a stern "Do not come to us" message to Sydney, warning its residents they would be quarantined for 14 days if they arrived. In China's Wuhan, the original epicenter of the COVID-19 outbreak, the city's residents are returning to normal life. It's been almost 7 months since the city recorded a locally transmitted case of the disease due to a strict citywide lockdown and a mass testing event of almost all of the city's 11 million residents. Thailand plans to test more than 10,000 people after a record daily surge in coronavirus cases to over 500, most of which were among migrant workers linked to a shrimp market near the capital, an official said on Sunday. South Korea reported a record 1,097 new coronavirus cases on Sunday, including an outbreak in a Seoul prison that infected 188 people. This as the country's latest wave of COVID-19 worsens. Europe is expected to start a massive vaccination campaign after Christmas, following the United States and Britain, which have already started using the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. And Russia and China are also now using their own.